שלום. אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר כתבי רבש, כרך ג'.
Hello, dear friends. We are studying the writings of Rabash, volume 3, page 2079, article number 919 concerning the environment by Rabash. You can find the study materials also on Sviva Tova and Arvut. Here in the study hall, everyone willing to ask a question should raise his hand and get permission to ask and hold the microphone close to his mouth and ask the question clearly. Concerning the environment, article 919 by Rabash. Rav, please.
We'll hear first of all the whole thing, and then afterwards a little bit slower, and then we'll enter into it.
Concerning the environment, and he took 600 select carriages. Whose were they? If you say that they were from Egypt, it was already said, all the livestock of Egypt died. If you say that they were from Pharaoh, it was already said, the hand of the Lord is on your livestock. If you say that they were from Israel, it was already said, our livestock shall go with us. Rather, it was from those who fear the word of the Creator among the servants of Pharaoh. Thus, we learn that those who fear the word of the Creator are an obstacle to Israel. This means that the primary God is from an environment of those who fear the Creator. They are Pharaoh's servants. Pharaoh is as the Ari said, that the exile in Egypt was the dot of Kedusha, was in exile. Pharaoh would suck out the abundance, meaning he is the will to receive. They are called working only for their own benefit. And they have no connection to the work of bestowal. For their sole intention is only to please themselves. The keeping should mainly be from them, since on the outside it seems as though they are working, engaging in Torah and prayer enthusiastically, and making all kinds of precisions. For this reason, they're called those who fear the Creator. Otherwise, they would not be called so. And yet, internally, they are enslaved to Pharaoh, meaning that their only aim is to satisfy their own wishes and needs. And they have no connection to the work of bestowal. Such an environment creates an obstacle to a servant of the Creator because he wants to walk on the path of the Creator and sees their work when they engage in fearing the Creator. And he is impressed by their zeal, since when they work as Pharaoh's servants, their bodies show no resistance, because the efforts they make are also only for the body. Thus, there is no resistance here at all. On the contrary, the body agrees to give them strength. It follows that such an environment is an obstacle to Israel, לישראל, meaning to one who wants to be Israel and not among Pharaoh's servants. Because a servant of the Creator is impressed by the work of the servants of Pharaoh. He likes the servitude of Pharaoh's servants and is lured after them. Thus, he absorbs their thoughts and intentions, and thereby regrets all the effort he has given in the work of bestowal. Henceforth, he will have no strength to continue the work of bestowal. But in an environment of unaffiliated who are not of the type that fears the Creator, they have no connection to Him because He knows that there is nothing to learn from them. At that time, there is no connection of thoughts because he knows he must not learn from the actions and thoughts of the unaffiliated. Hence, such an environment does not pose an obstacle. Conversely, those who fear the Creator and are Pharaoh's servants do pose an obstacle for Israel, and one must run far away from them.
Oh, no, this is it, a short article, but it's very inclusive. If there are questions, please. If not, we'll read it again, and we'll talk about it.
כן, אדון.
רב יקר, מקלדה, בדן bir noktadan sonra güç vermeyi kabul ediyor. Buradaki bu direncin kırılma noktası nedir?
Rav, it's written in the article that the body agrees to give strength to a person. So in at what point does this break and the body resists and doesn't give a person the strength?
If the body sees that what it does brings it strength, like in our world, we see that a person can work if he's respected, if people talk about him, give him honor, money, all sorts of things which are pleasant to a person, then he's capable of working and working hard. So that's the whole matter of enslavement in Egypt. That the group, even if it's a group, it enters under the authority that's called Pharaoh, then Pharaoh can enslave them by giving them the feeling that what they are doing brings them a great profit. It doesn't matter in what form. Rather,
it
could be honor, money, a certain attitude to them, a special one, to a person from that environment that respects them and so forth. And therefore, there is strength here to carry out actions. Whereas If the environment does not respect the external actions, what people do in general, then there is no fuel to work. Also to show that he's doing something, or that he's not doing something. Therefore, in that environment, which does not respect man's actions, it's hard to work. This is called that they have an obstacle and are incapable of giving forces, of exerting, making efforts.
Раф, мы все начинаем от лолишма и клишма. Я даже себя помню,
Раф, что... We'll start from лолишма to лишма. I remember I performed many actions in the ten to be respected, to be thanked.
И вопрос, Раф, на каком этапе это само лолишма становится препятствием, как здесь написано в статье?
And what is this obstacle as it's written in the article?
It depends on a person, to what extent he understands what he's doing and in what environment he's in. But it's impossible to speak just like that towards every person and towards every environment. It's only if a person wants to go on the path of the workers of the Creator, meaning in order to bestow, to reach in order to bestow, and he is in an environment which doesn't respect the intention in order to bestow, but rather the main thing for them is the action. Therefore, each one looks at the other, and to what extent a person does more and more actions. In such an environment, it's hard to advance in the intention, because they're not looking at the intention. The intention is not seen to the eye, and therefore a person that wants to advance to the intention to be a worker of the Creator, which is only in the intention. So then he has a problem. He cannot be in such an environment.
And in this case, how to help yourself and the friends to go through this process of transition between lolishma and lishma?
It's not for everyone. And it's not always felt. And a person needs to examine himself. Does he want to work, to truly work for the sake of the heavens, as it's called, to be the Creator's worker, to be the Creator's slave? Or is it enough for him just to see if he did everything that's written in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Siddur? I know people that from morning to the evening, they are looking in the Siddur, in the prayer book, whether they said everything that's written in the Shacharit prayer, in the Mincha, and the Ravit prayers, and also in connection to what they're doing between this and that, according to the Shulchan Aruch. And that's what concerns them. And then they think that they're okay. And there are people that understand that it could be okay only on the condition that they identify with the Creator, which is a matter of the intention, in such a way that they try to work in the intention in order to bestow by identifying with the Creator, and then they have a different calculation.
So in this
case, I understand I can't enter the friend's inner work. And then my responsibility before the friends in the 10. How do I give and support those that work in intention, that those are that are still in Lolishma? How do I create an environment for development?
Don't pressure people. Make it so that it will be light and in a free way for everyone, for people to grow by themselves. Yes?
Rafa, вот подскажите, получается, мы можем в десятке незаметно для себя стать...
In the 10 we can become the workers of the Pharaoh. Maybe my 10 became at some stage the worker of the Pharaoh. Or maybe do we have some kind of protection when we're in Neveruch that we don't leave anywhere?
Nobody has any guarantee. No one. I think that
Бней Барух это, конечно,
Бней Барух is of course
особая организация,
a special organization.
Но все равно каждый, кто находится,
but nonetheless, each one that is within it must constantly examine himself.
Куда он направлен? К чему он хочет?
Where is he directed? What does he want to reach?
Ну, то есть здесь написано именно это о личной работе, это не работа десятки, что она...
Нет, so here it, this talks about individual work. This doesn't talk about the work in the ten.
No, 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 it's only talking about the personal work of each one individually.
And can the ten divert from the right course?
Проверяя себя внутри...
Ten can veer off path, yeah.
Правильно.
And then by checking myself against... It, I can be mistaken. I think I'm on the right path, but I may be not on the right path.
Yeah.
So maybe it's some tens in the neighborhood not on the right way.
But
they have an opportunity to check themselves, to correct themselves. But basically, there is always that possibility. Yeah.
Dankeschön. Guten Tag. Wir lernen in der Weisheit der Kabbalah, dass alles in einem Körper stattfindet. Das heißt, die Diener des Pharaos sind in uns. Wie arbeiten wir damit?
We learn that everything happens in one body, and then this that the workers of the Pharaoh are in us. How to work with this?
This depends on how a person positions himself, how he feels himself.
Если человек все время следит за тем,
a person is always following where his thoughts are directed,
он может себя
then
ограничивать
he
и
can
следить за тем, чтобы он
limit himself and look after himself in order to move forward.
Das heißt, wie können wir das Volk Israel in uns stärken gegenüber den Diener des Pharaos?
So So how can we strengthen the nation of Israel in us against the workers of Pharaoh? In other words, how can we strengthen the nation of Israel in us against the workers of the Pharaoh in us?
It's through the environment that we will talk about it, and we will locate in what form we exist and form we're in, and to which form we want to come closer.
Zel?
Is that it?
No. Ken?
Oh, yes.
צהריים טובים. רציתי לשאול.
אני לא אלייך.
Good afternoon. I want to ask.
כן.
סליחה רב. רשום כאן.
I didn't mean you. Yes, you.
לא להתרשם מאנשים שנראים חיצונית.
Rav, here it says not to be.
אבל.
To be inspired by people that are external and seem to be workers of the Creator. But how does a person work? They look at each other, they see that it's a great friend, he wants to do the same actions, the same movements, or he studies from him, criticizes him.
The person that wants to grow spiritually, he studies only the conditions that bring him spirituality. That's it. He doesn't look physically on people that, in this way they are dressed, in this way they behave, in this way they speak. He doesn't look at any of this. He just knows how he can bring himself, and in what form he can bring himself to a state that he, in an internal way, is with those same intentions and thoughts like the people, the creators, the people that are drawn to the Creator, people that want to come closer to the Creator.
And it says to be cautious, how to know who to be cautious of.
How do we know? This is why there also needs to be an environment that studies what to do, and whom to come closer to, and whom to keep a distance. And in this way they advance.
Okay, thank you.
It's not simple. This is truly daily work. Okay?
Yes?
It's the women from Nahariya are clarifying the question how to recognize these workers of the Pharaoh in the tent, because they are an obstacle.
And the tenet gradually gets clarified throughout the years, because each and every action in spirituality, it requires a lot of time until a person hears, until a person carries it out, until he sees what is the benefit, the result of what he carries out. It takes time, which is why it's not simple. It's not simple.
Ken.
Yes?
So what is
our work? What do you recommend for tens, how to improve the right attitude?
According to what is written, this article is... It's a very, very sharp article.
What?
More questions?
No, my.
Well.
צהריים טובים, רציתי לשאול.
אם אפשר לקום שהמצלמה תוכלו לראות אותך.
Hello, I want to ask.
בעצם,
please stand up. So it's easier to see. I wanted to ask the obstacle, those that fear the Creator, the workers of the Creator. It's when I perform commandments, practical commandments, and I'm not paying attention to the attitude. Is this what the obstacle is?
That's correct as well, yeah.
And I should work above this as well, not to do it at all, the commandments, external ones, or should we concentrate internally?
We need both this and that. This is gradually, little by little, throughout time, a lot of time, it stabilizes in a person the correct point in order to see himself advancing to the Creator in a straight line.
Rav, since yesterday I've been thinking, why is it so hard to hold on to the intention?
Just from yesterday?
Yes, once again, since yesterday, and I understood that nobody sees the intention. I don't have any interest to prove anything to anyone.
יש כוח פנימי מאוד חזק שכל הזמן אומר לי בואי ליהנות, בואי ליהנות, בואי נעשה דברים שכיף.
Internal very strong force that says do pleasant things. Why do you need intention? How can we hold on to the right intention?
He can always think.
But the force of the pleasure is bigger.
But he, by thinking all the time about the intention, he holds himself above to enjoy in a specific way.
We can enjoy.
Also to enjoy from the intention, from coming closer to the Creator, that he identifies with the Creator, and also from, even if he always goes in the intention, he has pleasure because he feels that he is holding on to the intention.
Is there a state when a person feels in his thoughts are open just like actions, and then he's ashamed of being an intention?
It's quite weak.
No, we shouldn't wait for this, no?
No.
I noticed another thing. Even though I want to be an intention, I don't know what intention. There are different intentions. There are different intentions for unity.
For the benefit of the ten and to the benefit of the Creator.
And
the most painful state that the friends go through, I want to pray during the lesson so that there would be correction and recovery. There is only intention. There is an intention to ask to serve the Creator and what Chisaron he wants to give. There are different things. There are different intentions, and we have to feel the Creator, what intention he wants us to hold on to.
I think that this confuses you. Oh no, we need to be in the thought. Don't say intention. Just confuses you. We all in all need to be in the thought, to what extent and how I now pass contentment to the Creator.
Ask ourselves and wait for the answer.
Yeah. From that question, and then there'll be this direction towards the Creator, the right direction.
And we receive answers in this, or is there only the question?
When you think about that, then little by little, you locate that the answer.
Rav. Bana verdiğiniz cevabı isnaden soracağım.
Lefiyet.
Şimdi onlu içindeki firavunun kölesi olabilmek.
Lefiyet çubaşa ta tahtı.
Kafamda canlandırıyorum bir onluyu. Yani beş
tane. With regards to the answer you gave me, Rav. I see our 10, there are 10 friends. Five have a family and five are single.
Arasındaki o geçişleri nasıl yapabiliriz?
Is there a difference in conditions for those guys that are single and those that are married? How to perform this transition from being single to being married?
I don't know why he's concerned with it. In the meantime, don't worry about it. Single or married, main thing is that he's concerned to stabilize each and every one in order to bestow in such a goal that everyone will connect.
Yofi. No, vanot, en shilot.
Great. Well, ladies, no questions? So, yeah, please.
Раф, махшевот ли кивун ли товата сырья ли товата боре? Анахну матхили мизе.
Раф, thoughts for the creator and the ten, I see this as the first stage. And then after some time we realize we need intention that this, for this to be constant. To ask for intention to be constant, for bestowal.
Yeah.
And then after this stage, this is clarified in the ten, and we demand together.
Yeah, and that as well. Yeah.
Similar question. In order to, we said we need to be in thought. How to please the Creator? What does it mean to please the Creator?
What's pleasant for him?
And this is when we are united. In the way we are united.
Yeah, to the extent that we are connected and we think each one about the ten, and to the extent that we support and help each other. From that. All in all, the ten is filled up with the light of Chassadim and reveals within it, within the light of Chassadim, it reveals the upper force.
What does it mean, pass on? Since the Creator is everything, he feels and sees everything.
Yeah, but if I need to reveal him, then I need to build a place where he can get revealed.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No more questions? Yes. Thank you, Rav. A person that wants to be a worker of the Creator to acquire the intention, what does he need to absorb from the friends? What does he need to adhere to? And what should he filter out and not to make space for?
To the extent that they're prepared to be close to one another, to make efforts for unity. This is the main thing.
And what should he filter out? What should he not be impressed from?
What not to be inspired by? There are many thousand and one states. I can't say that from what to get inspired is from unity between the friends, from mutual help, and these things.
It depends on the person himself, on the example he gives to the ten.
Such examples are needed for the ten, and then The person will get from the 10 these examples which he takes part in the strength.
No, meaning what he demands from the friends, he first of all needs to give them.
If he's able to, as much as he's able to.
Moses, he had a great strength that even if he grew up in the house of the Pharaoh, he was the king's son, he still... He resisted and he felt that he's Moses, and we are in the ten, and we're like these forces, these little ones of Moses, and then there's a lot of things that disturb us. And how in the work towards the center, in the center of the ten, seemingly each one gives his little Moses, that helps him to realize the Moses and also to come out of Egypt. How do we do it?
Through work in the tent, unity and prayer to the Creator.
Let's say I don't have strength and I'm in the tent and I would like to give to the friends like they give me. What can I do?
Learn from them. And all in all, be similar to them.
Я поняла, что вопрос на ответ на вопрос, насколько я сейчас.
I understood the answer to the question that in what way I'm pleasing the Creator now. Let's say the answer is love the neighbor and be concerned about his deficiency. Is this a fear to fall into Lulishma and be lost in your impressions there of it? Impressions of the friends, that I want to please the Creator and he directs me to please them. And I don't know how to not go into this greater coarseness here.
Да. Значит, надо все-таки найти для себя.
Yes, so we need all in all to find ourselves an environment
которому ты могла бы подчиниться.
You could subjugate yourself to.
И тогда постепенно у тебя пробудется связь.
And then gradually you will get connection with the ten, with the Creator.
И сможешь потихоньку приподняться над своим.
And you'll be able to rise above your huge ego.
Та же работа в десятке, как мне найти в них.
It's the same work in the ten of me finding in them a new environment.
Ничего не сделаешь.
Yeah, I can't do anything about it.
Woman Mark 25.
Здравствуйте, спасибо большое, дорогой Ров. Скажите, пожалуйста, дорогой Ров.
Thank you, dear Ров. In what way can we differentiate and escape that confusions from the Pharaoh's workers, and they could be, you know, these nice things that a person can aspire towards?
Try to sort it out between yourselves, okay? Yeah,
but should this be like a clear feeling, or should we clear way to orient ourselves?
Both. Try.
Сена. Не слышно.
Can't hear you.
Не слышно.
Can't hear you.
Нет, не слышно их.
No, can't hear them.
Woman Mark 86. Но тоже не слышно.
сейчас включили, Раф.
А, ну,
слышно?
Да.
Just now they turned on our mic. Yes. Yeah. That work in the left line, it's individual work, as I understand correctly. And from that individual work of the left line with the group, we can only go on the right line. Is that also correct?
Also correct.
If I can ask to be in the thoughts, can we do so in faith above reason?
You can, if you're able to.
We can ask the Creator for it, right?
Тбилиси.
Добрый день, дорогой Рав, мировой кли. Дорогой Рав, из статьи я понимаю...
Good day, Rav and World Clear. From the article, I understand that
вера ниже знания...
Faith below reason, when a person does the work, then the body does not resist him. The moment he reaches faith above reason, then the body starts to resist him.
No, говори дальше.
Okay, keep talking.
So there's this huge gratitude to the Creator for that He is raising us with Your help. Out of such darkness, we reach the faith above reason.
Well, we have to clarify this. And the word intention, can we formulate it in such a way that this is responsibility before the Creator to give to the creations this responsibility?
Сибирь.
Yeah, you can.
Да, вот хочу прояснить, возможно ли в действии.
Сибирь. I wanted to clarify maybe in the actions if there can be some criteria. We clarified it in the 10. Maybe if we should lower certain friends who are not doing certain duties, but on the other hand, we have these unconditional justification, like you told Yerganat, not to pressure. There are these two polar opposites that we don't even know how to approach. And we did this daily work, and we forget about this work, but amplitude is such that we need to clarify this somehow. How to clarify it?
Ну вот слушайте наши вот эти выяснения.
Here, listen to our clarifications and try.
В себе проглотить как-то так.
Try to swallow them into yourself somehow.
Далее.
Next, we don't have any questions here. Let's move forward. Okay, Dudi.
What obstacle can there be within an environment of Kabbalists?
From an environment of Kabbalists, meaning between people that are moving forward.
Those that decided they want to work for the Creator, what obstacle can there be between them?
Between them, there can be many obstacles, little ones. Obstacles, they have to deal with them.
If I understand the article, he's talking about different societies.
Yes.
So if I don't look at how people dress and behave, but rather here, within my tent, within my group, so what obstacle can there be between us? What should I be cautious about? Or the moment that I am here, the Creator places me in this environment, then I don't have what to worry about, basically, because externally it doesn't really concern me. We're concerned only about the internality.
It can be in the external, but you're also not doing what's necessary. This also can be a demand for you.
What demand?
All in all, we have to in a group that behaves according to a set of rules.
Again, I'm trying to understand within the ten, this work in the ten, which is not this type. If it's not the type of those work that work for the Pharaoh,
if not, the workers of the Pharaoh. Everything we want, everything we study, everything we do, is in such a way that we're not the workers of the Pharaoh.
Everything that Baal HaSulam is directing us here is basically this the struggle between internality and externality.
Yes.
Do we have this in our society? And what externality is there in our society? What should I be cautious about?
Of being in the point when you prefer the external over the internal. Is that clear, right?
In our society, what? The meals or what is it?
I don't know, I can't say. Check.
Again.
On the one hand, I need to be cautious to work with the friends that don't have an intention. On the other hand, we say that we need to justify every friend. So what do I need to justify? And what are those things that I shouldn't justify?
Here we have to know. Each one has to know his attitude to the internal and external, and your attitude to his internal and external. Then you can compare and see.
Another question, please. What does it mean to bow your head in the ten?
Bow your head before the ten means to not take your mind, your head into account, but you consider the point of view of the friends.
Regarding what Dudi said, when we do the work in the ten, we're doing it in external actions mainly. We don't know how to do internal actions. We're still not in spirituality. So if all of the work is external, how can we seemingly be sure that we won't fall into that?
אני לא יודע, אבל זה שאתה מיד מלכתחילה אומר שאין לנו עבודה רוחנית, רק גשית.
I don't know, but the fact that you say that there is no spiritual work, only material work.
What should we define as spiritual work? How do we know if we're doing it? According to what?
זה מה ש...
Spiritual work, in my opinion, is what... The spirit of the things itself compels me to act.
The spirit obligates me?
Yes.
I don't know how to work with it. It needs to be something tangible, that we need to work with it and see that this is the spirit of the matter, and we go according to that spirit and not according to the action. Let's say there's a meal, we do this meal because of the spirit that's in that meal.
איך להיות בטוח, איך האדם יכול למדוד את עצמו?
זה כבר שאלות ש...
Of course, that's what we do.
How to be sure, how does a person know?
הרגשה היא שאין תשובה, שאין איך למדוד, מה האדם צריך להגיד...
This has no answer.
עד שיגיע למצב אחר, בתמיכה של העשירייה...
אדם ממשיך...
How do we do it? I continue up until the next action of the time...
He continues to look, to act, and not sit quietly.
How to make sure that this works until we truly reach that point where we can really actually grip onto something? How do we not take it as reason and calm down and say, I'm your neighbor?
So don't calm down.
What are the means not to calm down?
Always ask this question.
At a certain point, this question also tires out, and then
there's nothing to say to this.
And this society can always give reminders and renewals.
Yes, the group needs to do this.
Дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали опустить голову.
Dear Raf, you said to lower your one's head towards the ten, meaning not to take one's opinion into account. And this question that if I don't take my opinion into account, then
где вот эта грань, где я где я могу
смотреть, что. Where is that place where I can add to see what to add, what to improve in the ten? If I don't use my own opinion, meaning I need to hear the friends, to hear what's better to do, and just to carry out like a soldier.
No, it's not done simply like this. This is work for a long, long time. So, calm down and just start to work on this.
Rav, אם אני עומדת לצאת לזה, לעשות איזה פעולה בעשירייה.
If I'm about to do some action, let's say even the smallest one, even to speak in a workshop, and before I do that action, I identify the intention for myself. Let's say there's a certain desire for honor. What do I do with it? What do I do with that intention that I identify for myself? Do I reject it? Do I not do this action because I identify this intention for myself? Or just identify this intention? Or
I
don't have an answer to this.
It simply causes me not to do something, and then I realize this is also a mistake.
Yes, this is also a mistake, but maybe this is preferable.
Until the intention changes?
Yes, check every time. Check.
I have a few questions from what we spoke about from the current answer. A person wakes in the morning. There's a morning lesson. He checks his heart. He sees that he's entirely in the ego. And he says, okay, I'm an egoist. It's better for me to remain in the house. Is this correct?
How can this be?
So he must come.
Yes, of course.
Okay, another question. There is the ten, there's I and my friends around me. The scrutinies of the Pharaoh's worker, I know I need to do it towards myself to see how I'm more and more like them and to pray for correction more and more. This is towards myself, towards my friends in the ten. It's written about them that I always need to judge them favorably to see the virtues of the friends and not to see them negatively. Did I understand correctly?
Yes, correct.
It
seems like this force that Rabash cautions us against is very strong because it's really the last one before the exodus from Egypt. This is the Pharaoh's last weapon. And also afterwards in the desert, we know that it's that force that causes all the obstacles. How should we always be guarded against it?
Yes, this is the main thing.
How can we always be guarded against it?
This depends on the construction of the environment and the extent to which it depends on the environment to the good, also to the bad. And we have to figure out what our environment is about, what should we strive for, what kind of form, what happens, what's happening to us from time to time, once a week, to perform analysis. And in this way be in advancement, move forward.
With a certain criticism, critique in the 10 or by oneself?
Yes, in the 10.
Meaning to see all these different routines that we did and how we made more efforts?
Yes. This article is truly an entry into inner work.
Ken.
תודה. לפעמים אנחנו.
Okay. Sometimes we make a lot of efforts. A person makes a lot of efforts, and just to follow his intentions. And the end of the day, he sees how weak he is in it. Even when we're talking about in the 10, we need to be in intention, yes, but in the summary of the day, everyone says, wow, where were we? Where did we run away to? We don't even know where everyone was. How do we dive deeper into following the intention or not to be weak in it?
I didn't understand the question.
How do we strengthen this thing to go after the intention to not be weak at the end of the day?
Maybe during this descent we can measure the extent to which we understand our true state. And we can rise from it.
It's complex to see this is our true state. But now, when we want to rise, what should we do?
Rise?
How?
That I don't perform a calculation with regards to my evil inclination, but only with the qualities and thoughts and desires that I can correct, and through my yearning for the good, and try to rise above.
This is the work person towards the Creator, just him towards the Creator.
Yes.
So let's say a person now is alone with the Creator and he wants to go deeper into the intention. What are his means at every moment to do this?
He needs every moment to try and direct himself at an ascent, at a spiritual ascent.
How do we do that?
This is through an effort in the intention, meaning to try to find such forces, intentions, thoughts, desires that through them I can climb higher and closer to the Creator.
And if a person really tries but he doesn't succeed, if he takes the source book from the sources now, is this also good advice to do it?
I don't think so. I don't think that it's so effective.
It's the last thing that I want to know. How does the 10 enter into this picture?
He can do this with the 10? You asked a question about an individual person.
On the one hand, it's towards the Creator, needs to dive deeper into the intention. On the other hand, when we look at the end of the day, we saw how we didn't succeed and ran away from the intention.
I think that at the end of the day, it's not worth talking about that we flew away, that it didn't, we didn't succeed. We have to start the night from being calm.
So beyond the person's work towards the Creator is also another intention of the is there another intention of the Ten itself, this common one that they need to go deeper into?
If the Ten talks about the same thing, this is enough. And apart from this, say what's usually said, I trust my soul to you, then pray before bedtime.
Person is not in the intention, he looks at them and he sees that they're doing actions just like him, that they fear the Creator, work for Pharaoh. How do we rise above such an environment?
If he sees that truly the environment are workers of the Creator, he has to exit and gradually connect to a different environment.
He's talking about his ten.
What does he understand about his ten? What do they do?
They do the same actions.
What do you mean, the same actions?
The same external actions, which he feels is all in order to receive.
No, you can't say if it's for reception, because the intention is in the heart of man. With regards to the actions, everyone does the same action. You can't tell from externally what's happening, whether someone's doing something for reception or bestowal, if he's a spiritual animal, as it is said, or truly a spiritual, an angel.
Said we need to respect the internality and not externality. But in general, we also respect the externality, that we respect those friends that are investing a lot of hours.
This is in order to give a person strength, to a lot of strength, to be on the path, to support him. We emphasize there was a famous this famous character Bar Yoma. Yoma, he came to study for one day.
So basically, it's not a mistake, right?
Yes.
Regarding the examination, can it be a 10 that carries out the conditions of BB?
Их любовь между собой может быть лолишма. Может такое?
The love their love between them can be лолишма. Can it be?
Yes.
Лолишма о лишма זה בכוונה שלהם, שזה לא נראה מבחוץ. הם יכולים לדגדג בכל מה שצריכים.
Лолишма и лишма is an intention, and it's externally, it's not visible. It can be.
להיות לגמרי.
They can be doing exactly the same thing. And an intention be somewhere else, not be directed at the unity of the hearts. Not strive for mutual help, and this is the main thing.
I see that the ten is connected, but maybe they don't have such good relations towards another ten. Is this a sign of something being not right?
Yes, this is a sign. We have to check.
Yes.
Danke. Das ist eine Frage von meinem Freund Jörg aus Deutschland. Der Diener des Schöpfers.
Question from Jörg, my friend from Germany.
Und sich vor negativen Einflüssen schützen. Wie werde ich kein negativer Einfluss für meine Umgebung sein?
A worker of the Creator needs to be on guard, to be aware, to guard himself, not to have negative influences from the environment. And the question is, how do I myself examine that I won't turn into something that influences the environment negatively? How do I seemingly guard them for myself?
Move forward. Continue doing what you do. And that's it. Those that are not concerned all the moments of their life for about advancement, of course, still fall.
You previously said that the 10-2 can deviate from the path. What does it mean that the whole 10 deviates from the path?
Yes, this can be. There can be a blow from above, from the Creator. And that's it. It comes out. They get off the path that all the tens are on and are not able, don't understand and can't detect where they're falling.
Where is the security then of the Kli and everyone?
We should hold each other all the time. Yes, ma'am.
А что такое добрые отношения в десятке?
What are these good relations in the ten? I understand the good relations in the corporeal world is when I try to be good because I need something.
А что такое добрые отношения в десятке?
But what are these good relations in the ten?
When we support each of the friends, since we are in the ten and we want to help each friend to advance more and more towards the Creator. And in this way, our ten will rise as a whole closer and closer to the Creator.
Нет больше.
Nobody else.
Ну вот точно. Вот эта девушка. Ну бери микрофон уже.
Take the mic.
Так, допустим, я нашла окружение, которое во мне.
Let's say I found an environment which evokes in me greatness and subjugates me towards them. So then this environment obligates me towards that because I love them.
Yes, let's say.
On the one hand, I really enjoy that, but on the other hand, I really suffer. What does it depend on?
What are you suffering from?
From being unable to agree that I'm being subdued.
You have to subjugate yourself.
In
the place when I need to lower my head, it seems to me like it's not the correct work, it's not out of love. And that place where the environment subdues me, I feel it as love.
Поговорим об этом в следующий раз.
We'll talk about this next time.
Приедешь еще через полгода, год, будешь рассуждать по-другому, если не убежишь. Кен.
Раф, вот вы наш, получается, учитель, проводник. Вы видите.
Раф, you are a teacher. You know where to go, and we're blind. We try to go step by step, each one. As much as he can, each friend is sure is going correctly in each ten as well. If it wasn't sure, it would change its direction. It turns out there's still such an element of a present from the Creator. There are certain favorite ones. Each one is investing, but one ten is going towards the path and one deviated a long time ago, although it could be that we're all following what you're saying. It turns out that Rav has these favorite ones. The Creator has these favorite ones.
The Creator does have favorite ones, that's true. And those that are walking straight behind the Creator, and there are those that are not so exerting themselves too much in this. So there are both, this and the other.
But you see that a certain ten or friend deviated.
And what can I do?
To redirect them.
Redirect.
Может быть, Рабаш вам говорит,
to rebuke them, I don't know. It's like Rabash was to say that he deviated, or is this like personal work? You shouldn't go into it.
The
teacher is, that's not the reason a teacher is next to the student to give him instructions. If the student doesn't detect mistakes himself, the teacher can't do anything.
So how do we really locate those mistakes in advance, and how do we become the Creator's favorite?
I wouldn't recommend to be one of the Creator's favorites. This is not easy.
Не знаю даже как сказать.
I don't know how to say. It's very tense.
Вот. Так что.
So.
Будем продолжать, насколько можем.
We'll continue as much as we can.
А дальше Творец поможет.
And the Creator will help us.
So we shouldn't be concerned, 10 deviates or a friend, and then they will return to the path.
Eventually, of course, everyone will achieve final correction and the end of creation. But we want to find
особое отношение Творца к нам.
A special attitude of the Creator towards us.
Поэтому нам важно.
That's why it's important for us
to
do what the Creator wants and be rewarded in this, and be sure of this.
Удостовериться. Кен.
Равбонагид басирья. Yes, Haver, so my
friend, there's a friend that comes every day of the week, but he sleeps throughout, let's say he sleeps throughout the whole lesson, and then in the summary he says, thank God. And maybe there's a friend that comes two or three times, but he's felt that he's entirely in the lesson, and the intention is truly in the lesson. Who would you follow from the two?
Ken.
After the one that comes every day.
For those who come every day.
When I look at it, you also said it previously that every moment we need to dedicate to bringing contentment to the Creator, I see that I just make mistakes just for myself, and I don't succeed to dedicate anything to the Creator. It seems to me as really just impossible. What from here? What can I do from here when I see that I just measure something? I see that I'm doing just nonsense. It's just completely opposite to what we need to do without any intention to the Creator. What forces should we draw from there?
Ask. Ask to get an answer. Ask for a response, for an explanation. Why is it so? What does the Creator want from you? Ask. You want to, all in all, come to serious work against the Creator. So start.
It's possible to ask, but I feel that I'm distancing from the 10 in such a request. What do I need to do with the 10?
No, not necessarily. Why?
I feel like I'm doing that work in mistake, and I'm not in connection. I'm not asking the Creator for the correct things. This was work in the 10, but now I see that I didn't think about the Creator. I'm not truly aimed at the goal. So what do I need to ask of him right now? To understand what he wants?
Start from who you are. The main thing is to always be in intention that you want to get closer to the Creator. That's it. Well, girls? No, nobody else. You've already asked. Well, not important. Go for it.
I
hope I won't hurt myself more, but what to do if you're constantly under criticism by specific friends? It's not that they come and say it, but it just seems...
It seems to you. I'm telling you seriously, it seems to you this way. You build such you arrange their attitude to you in such a way as if it should be, and you're right, and you justify yourself, but this is not right. It seems to you, mostly.
Thank you. Thank you, hello everyone. Question. Those that fear the Creator and work for Pharaoh, they also came out of Egypt. How can it be that those that work for Pharaoh nonetheless came out of Egypt and they're constantly causing obstacles? What is this quality that can come out despite that it works for the Pharaoh?
They came out of Egypt because they were fulfilling half of what the Creator was demanding.
And what's the other half?
And the other half we'll do together.
What
does it mean together?
We don't understand all of this, and the general calculation is very complicated.
So none wants to try and try, and the Creator will pull me.
We don't have to answer this question. I don't think you're able to enter the Creator's, the depth of the Creator's thought.
So just to rely on Him and that's it?
Yes, just rely on Him. This will work for sure. We've done with the women and the men also. Okay, so let's finish the lesson.
Thank you very much to Rav and to everyone. Now I'm going to say the schedule for today. Today, Thursday, and tomorrow, Friday. If possible, please put up the slide. So today, Thursday, the next thing that we have is the evening meal. at Itin. Tomorrow, Friday, lesson prep 2:40, from 3 to 5:30, the morning lesson. At the end of the lesson, there's going to be a meal at 5:30, and then 12 in the afternoon, an afternoon lesson physically here in the study hall. And then afterwards, at 14:30, there's going to be a meal. We'll end with a song.
La conexión, los amigos nos levantan. Vamos camino a revelar al Hacedor,
el polvo levantar a la divinidad.
Cuando estamos juntos, el amor florece. Se desvanecerá cuando estás.